My first impression of Tariq Cohen is that he is much more than a football player.
So on this Thanksgiving day, what do you have to be thankful for?
I want to be thankful for, you know, just the chance to be able to play the game that I love with my teammates, you know, my family gets to watch me, and just, you know, the fact that I get to share this moment with so many people.
You are a giver. You give of your time. You give time away from the game. Why do you put yourself out there a little bit? Because you've been to many different things with veterans, the Make-A-Wish component, BAM, which we're going to talk about, Be a Better Man, that you go visit Julian High School, and you're really involved with that. What moves you to do all those things?
I like, you know, sharing my message. And I feel like when I was younger, I didn't meet many people in my situation, you know, people that were, you know, doing good and successful in their careers. So to be one of those guys in somebody else's life, I feel like that would be a good thing to do, you know, be that role model. I might be that stepping stone to change them in the right direction.
Did you need that as a kid, but it just wasn't available to you?
I feel like it would help me. I wouldn't say I necessarily needed it because I got to where I am right now. But it definitely would have helped me, and it would have drove me a little more.
On second thought, Cohen's personality is magnetic, and he has something to say.
Your message is to the kids that you go see on the South Side. What's the essence of it? What is it that you want them to know that is available to them through you and your experiences?
I would just like to say, you know, don't take the easy way out. You know, the easy way is often the bad way. You know, hard way, you got to work for it, but at the end, you know, the reward is always greater.
Were you ever tempted to take the easy way, or did you ever take the easy way in your life?
I would say yes. I did take the easy way a couple of times, you know, especially during, like, schooling and college. I probably didn't go to class as much as I should have did. It took me a little longer to graduate, but I went back and I did it the right way, and I finally graduated.
My third degree, Cohen, from a small North Carolina town, which has similar problems to big city life around here.
Is there a lot of similarities to small town USA and South Side of Chicago more than we think?
Yeah, definitely, you know, in individual stories, there's a lot of similarities, you know. From my background, a single parent household and inner city kids, you know, that's some of the same stories that I hear all the time. So it's definitely a comparison there.
You've listened to those stories. Did it break your heart to hear some of those stories, and how emotional was it for you?
It didn't necessarily break my heart, but, you know, it enlightened me. I see myself in a lot of kids that I talk to. I see some of my friends in a lot of kids that I talk to that took the wrong path. And, you know, I just want to be there for them and to guide them to the right way.
And my fourth and short is not exactly short. Cohen's family has been dealing with a lot back in Carolina. Her brother waiting soon to be released from prison, for example. His mom on hard times at times.
Almost as if you're the eye in the hurricane, because in the eye everything is calm, but the hurricane swirling around you, in some respects, do I have that captured right in your life? Because your brothers, your mom has been homeless at times.
Yeah,
but you're the calming influence a little bit on this situation. Would you say that's accurate?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I try to bring everybody at ease. I try to be the bright spot and everything, you know, make everybody happy. So I feel like, you know, that would be accurate.
Which is then how you play the game, because there's a hurricane going around. You're flying all over the place, Tariq.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It kind of reflects your off-field life a little bit, the way you play this game.
I feel like, you know, that's what a lot of players do. You know, they say the way Marshawn Lynch runs the ball, you know, that reflects his life. So, you know, I channel my life into how I play.
How do you do it, though? Because no one would ever know that you have stuff going on. You're always laughing. You're always comical. You're always quick-witted. You got to quip for somebody. You know, at any time that you get interviewed or I see you in the locker room, the players just gravitate to you. How do you do that when things are swirling around you?
I feel like it's my getaway, you know, laughter. I feel like they say laughter is a cure for all. So, you know, I love to laugh, you know, joke around. And if I can make somebody else better by telling a joke, even if they're not the person I'm telling the joke to, if they're just listening, then I feel like everything's good.
What happens when you get down? What do you do?
I play video games or play football. And my two stress relievers.
And that's Joni Ex Journal.